Well, hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast. We're going to talk about how to give and express our opinion as well as reaction. Now, what is opinion and what is reaction? Well, opinion is where you give your own thought on something. Let's say you have your own belief, you have your own feelings towards something. Your friends bought a new iPhone, for example, and you have certain feelings towards that particular product. That will be your opinion, right? Reaction, however, it will be on how you express your feeling and situation when some issues or some thing have been conveyed to you. For example, your friend says to you that they don't like the latest Proton car. So how do you react to that particular opinion, right? So those things are the things that we're going to look at today. Now, asking for and expressing opinion is something we frequently do in our daily life, be it in English or in your mother tongue, Malay, Chinese, Mandarin, Tamil or whatnot. We always do this, we express our opinion, we say we like something or perhaps we react towards people's opinion when they say something about us. Imagine a situation where someone comes to you and they say, hey, your shirt doesn't fit you. What would be your reply? How do you react to that situation, to that statement? This is what we're going to look at today. Giving opinion, expressing opinion and reaction may exist in a formal manner as well as informal manner. For example, we will need to ask and give opinions in formal situations such as during business, right? For example, when you are writing something, both in academic and informal texts as well as in informal speaking. Now, I'm going to tell you two sentences. Try to identify which one gives a formal situation of expressing opinion, which one will give an informal situation of expressing opinion. Number one, it seems to me that the government should reduce trade tariff. Number two, what do you reckon of these shoes? Right, go ahead. Which one is formal? Which one is informal? Right. The first one, I'm assuming you answered the first one, yeah? The first one will be the formal one because of the issues itself is something really serious compared to the second one where you only ask about the shoes. Right. Now, when we are giving opinion, usually we have these indicators to know either that person's opinion is weak on the issue, or he or she is in the middle ground, or that person has a really strong opinion towards something. For example, let's say you ask for somebody's opinion about the new iPhone, for example, and they reply by saying, I think it is not that good phone. What do you think is the degree of the opinion? Weak? Medium? Strong? Now, compared to this one, when you ask people about their opinion towards the latest iPhone, and they say, as I see it, iPhone might not be a new thing for me. Now compared to this one, I'm absolutely certain that iPhone would change the world today. Can you see the difference there? The first sentence that I told you before would have the weak kind of opinion expressed to you, while the second one has the medium ground of opinion. You are not so sure about that, but then again, you are not that particular about the idea. And the last idea is that that person gives a really strong opinion on something. They really believes on that idea. You see that? Now try to test it with your friends on a certain issue and ask their opinion on how they think about something. And identify whether their opinion is weak, medium or strong. Alright, now that you know how to express opinion, let's see what are the ways that you can use to ask for opinion. Right, the first one. Listen to this one. What do you think about this brand, Tom?
Hold on, what are your opinions?
Any comments, anybody? Right, when you are asking for opinion, you should make it really neutral. You don't say something like, you don't like this, don't you? Or, do I look good enough for you? Right, this kind of situation is what we call as a directional opinion. Meaning to say, you tell people what kind of answers or what kind of opinion you expected from them. Okay? Now try with your friends, try to ask for their opinion, being neutral without having a direction. Now, we're going to move on how to express your reaction. Again, reaction means that whenever someone expresses their opinion to you or tells you something, how do you react toward that particular idea? Now, when you're expressing reaction, there will be two types of expressing reaction. There will be a positive one and there will be a negative one. So what is a positive one? Of course, as the name suggests, positive one means that you give a positive reaction, meaning to say you do not disagree with that one, you are agreeing with the idea, right? Negative reaction, however, you are disagreeing with the idea or you feel bad about that idea. Now, I'm going to share with you some of the levels of expressing your reaction. Elementary wise, meaning to say this is a really a basic way to express your reaction. Positive reaction. That's so good. Negative reaction. That's so sad. Then positive reaction. I'm happy to hear about that. Negative reaction. I'm sorry to hear about that. These are the elementary ways, the basic way for you to express your reaction. Let's look at the intermediate level. Positive reaction. What a wonderful news! That's awesome! Great! Negative reaction. That's awful! Too bad! I'm sorry to hear that. Can you notice the difference there? Now let's step up a notch. Let's go for advanced kind of expressing reaction. Positive reaction. I'm really pleased for you. Really? That's amazing. Negative reaction. You have my commiseration. That must be awful for you. I do sympathize with you. Now there will be a situation where you have to express a doubt or something. You are not sure about something. You are really being impartial about something. Let's look at the words that you can use to express doubt or reservation. Basic one. Well, I can see your point, but let's go for intermediate one. Well, perhaps, but don't you think that I agree to some extent, but well, I'm not sure about that. And now let's look at the advanced level. I don't think I would say that. I really, really like to agree with you. However, well, I wouldn't put it that way myself. Now, this is your turn to try by your own. Try to express your reaction towards certain issues. Try to have a positive reaction, a negative reaction, and in a simple way, how do you express you are doubting something, you are not agreeing with something, and how in certain situation you agree with something. Try the basic level, intermediate as well as advanced level. There you have it. Today you have learned on how to express opinion as well as how to give reaction to a certain issue. Go ahead, try with your buddies, try with other people out there and speak English every day.